The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen.
Daf Tzadi He. Today's daf is being studied in Mishmat. מרד זקנתי יפה בצרה, ולילה נשמת אברהם בן אסתר, רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמם. להזדף את ביסתר לפועה שלמה, משה בן דינה. אין לה רפאה, לא, אין לה רפאה, לא רפאת הנפש ורפאת הגוף, ורפואתו כרבה לבו, וכן ירסו ונאמר, אמם. We begin to להזדף על צדיחי עמוד ראשון, and we are going to start at the two dots, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down, starting at Gazal Para. So we said in the Mishnah, Gazal Para me'uberet v'yalda. So what did the guy do in the case of the Mishnah? He stole a para that was pregnant. So he's a gazlan, he's a ganav, whatever you want to call him, and the v'yalda, gave birth. Or he stole a sheep, and it was laden with tzimmer, and then he sheared it. So the deen was Meshalem deme para ha'omedet lilid. When he pays back, he has to pay back the price of a para that is expecting to give birth, and deme rachel, and the amount of a sheep that's destined to ligazes, that's going to be cut. So before we even go further, we have to remind ourselves how we learned that case in the Mishnah. What was the rationale? So that she actually explained it over there. We go back to the Mishnah. So Rashi explained in the Mishnah in that case on the second line. Rashi said, "V'demer achel teona li gazez va'odef sheshave achshav the." Price that it appreciated, havalad v'hagiza yoter shelohu, the kananu b'shinui. So it sounded like from Rashi, you return back the animal itself, and you pay the amount that it appreciated. But the actual shearings and the actual valad, the guy was kone with a shinui. So he gets to keep the valad, valad is considered a shinui, and he's able to keep the shearings, which also is now shinui, once he cut it. But he has to compensate for what it was worth at the time of the gezela. Okay? Tanat Gemara now says, Tanu Rabbanan, HaGozel Rachel Ugzaza, person stole a sheep, and then he sheared it. Para was pregnant, V'yalda, and gave birth. Meshalem Ota Ve'et Gizoteha Ve'et Veladoteha. So Rabbi Meir says you have to return back everything, the behema itself and all the items that appreciated in his reshut, the shearings and the veladot, the children, the babies that were born, you have to return back to the owner. Okay, that's the shita of Rabbi Meir. Okay, we have to understand the logic of all these shittot. Gemara is going to explain it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gezela Chozeret Be'eneha. It just sounds like you just returned the animal itself. You stole the animal, you returned the animal. We'll see what that means. Regarding the Tzemer and the Valad, you pay for that. You get to give the animal back, keep the shearings, keep the Valadot, and just pay what the animal was worth at the time of the theft. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon's the third shita, ro'in ota ki'ilu hi shuma etzlo bekesef. It sounds like the Mishnah is saying at least this point, you pay in money, which means you get to keep everything, and you just have to pay back what the animal was worth in money at the time of the theft. Those are the basic three shitot. Now the Gemara analyzes. Ibaya lihu, Gemara has a question. My tama de Rabbi Meir. What's the reason of Rabbi Meir? Again, Rabbi Meir's shita was, you have to return basically everything. The animal, the gizot, the animal, and the veladot. Mishum de kasavar, is it because he holds shinui bimkomo omed? Okay, if you hold that there's no such thing as a shinui, shinui is not kone, so the animal did change, it's an animal that had wool on it. Now you cut it, it's a different animal. The animal was pregnant, now it gave birth. If you hold that a shinui is not kone, so you got to return back everything, nothing changed. I'm sorry, it did change, but shinui is bimkomo omed, that's one way of looking at it. Odilma be'alma shinui kone. Or maybe I'll tell you no. The Bimir generally holds that a shinui is kone, ve'haka kenasahu dekakanis. Well, this is a penalty that the rabbis made, which means we don't want the gazlan to benefit from the shevach, from the appreciation over here, the fact that he cut the wool. We don't want him to benefit now from the wool that he cut or the viladot. And therefore we'll put a knasa on him and say, you got to return back everything so you don't have a benefit. So the Gemara says, Lemay nafkamina. Well, what's the nafkamina going to be between the two reasons? Either way, you got to return everything. If you hold that shinui is not kone, you got to return everything. If you hold that they put a knas, you have to return everything. So what would be a nafkamina between the two reasons? Lehecha dechachasha mechachesh. Well, let's say the animal depreciated. The animal went down. If you're going to say that what shinui bimkomo omed, that the shinui is not kone anything, so therefore you could return the animal as is, even though it depreciated, the shinui doesn't do anything to you. You weren't kone the animal, therefore you return. You stole an animal. You return the animal as it is. But if you generally hold that shinui is kone, it's just that in the case where appreciated, we put a knas on the guy. So in the case of hachasha, so therefore we'll say the shinui is kone, the way it was kone, the amni has to pay back according to what it was at the time of the gezerah, which is more expensive. So therefore you can have a nafka mina between the two reasons. Do we have a rashi over here? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, kenasa kanis, shelo ye choten niskar. We don't want the sinner who stole the animal now to be rewarded. The gezerah lito the teshiva, right, to take the benefit. The nafkamina lecha delo hishbiha. Nafkamina between the two reasons will be where the animal did not appreciate. Ela kahasha. It got depreciated. How? I amar tama mishum dishinu bimkomo omed. If you say that shinui is not koneh, you just give it back the way it is. She knew he's not kone, so give it back. Itama mishum kenasahu. But if you say the reason is why, because it's a kenas, v'shinui kani mishalem kedem ikara. So then you kone the animal, and you'd have to pay back what it's worth or what it was at the time of the theft. That's the Gemara's question. So again, we're trying to analyze one point at this point. Shitat Rabbi Meir. Why does he say when you shear it, you have to return back everything? Is it mishum shinui is not kone, or is it because of a knas? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara is going to try to bring proofs either way. Tashema, I'll bring you a ra'aya. Gazal behema vehiskina. You stole an animal and it aged. Avadim vehiskinu. Or you stole slaves. You went avid kana'ani. And what happened? Became aged as well. So mishalem kish'at gezela. Tanakama says you pay according to the time of the theft, which means the aging is a shinui. Therefore, you kone the behema b'shinui and the eved b'shinui. You just have to pay back at the time that you stole. B'mir omer ba'avadim omer lo hare shelcha lefanecha. The B'mir says, now, so when it comes to avadim, you could say got old, take it back the way it is right now. Why? Because Rabbi Meir holds, avadim are like karka. And just like you can't steal karka, you can't steal an avid. I'll agree with you by a behemah, but by avadim, it's not shayach to steal an avid. Just like you cannot steal karka, so therefore it has nothing to do with anything. You didn't steal it, so therefore you have the avid now. I don't care, it got old. You're not kone bishinu, you're not a gazlan. Therefore, just return back the avid the way it is. By a behemah, you're a gazlan. Oh, so with the aging, you will kone it. Therefore, you just have to pay back what it was worth according to the time of the theft. That's the Bimeir's argument against Tanakama. V'ilu behema kishata gezela. But the Bimeir would agree that behema that got aged, you pay back according to what it was initially, which means you pay back what it was. You koneh b'shinui, and you pay back originally. So give us v'isa kadat achsavar Bimeir shinui b'mkomo omed. Wait, here the animal depreciated. So if you're going to hold that, what shinui is not koneh, afilu behema nameh, give back the behema the way it is now. Ela, from the fact that you see that you have to give back at the time of the gezela, he must hold the shinui is koneh. It's got nothing to do with a kanas over here. The animal went down. Ela lav shmat minah kasabar mimeir shinui koneh. Must be holds that what? That shinui is koneh. And when it comes to an appreciation, ve'acha kanasahu dekakanis. That's the Gemara's ra'aya. Gemara says, no, Amre, Rabbi Meir le'debrehem de'rabbanan ka'amar lehu. Rabbi Meir was reacting to the rabbi's opinion, which means like this, le'didi shinui eno kone v'afilu behemah nameh. She's really, I hold shinui is not kone. Therefore, even the animal you're able to give back as is. However, ela le'didchu, but according to you rabbis, de'amritu shinui kone, odili miha be'avda, dechem karka'edame, ve'karka enan exelet. At least agree to me halfway by karka that you should be able just to return the karka, because karka is not an exelet. Ve'ka'amre le'rabbanan, the rabbis came back to Rabbi Meir and told him, lo, avda kemetaltele dame, that we look at avadim as not like karka, because they are, you can't move an evid, evid does move, and therefore we look at it like metaltim. Therefore, do not bring your ayah from over here. Adrabah, we can say that really the rabbis hold that really shinui enokone, which means, I hold shinui enokone, therefore by behema, give it back in the depreciated state. But you, that hold shinui iskone, agree to me at least by avadin, you should be able to return it in its depreciated state. Because Eved is like karka. And the rabbis came back and said, no, Eved is like metaltim. So we did not bring it to ayah yet for the bimir. We cannot bring a proof positive for the bimir. So go to the result, bring another ayah. Tashema. Guy went and he gave tzemer to a sabah. Tzemer to a sabah. He gave wool to a dyer. Okay, let's bow alo adom. He told him, I want you to dye it to me red. Utzba'o shahor. Instead, he dyed it black. Shahor utzba'o adom, or black, and he dyed it red. So Bimeir omer, noten lo demet samro. Oh. So he has to give back to him the amount of tzemer. You have to pay back the amount of the raw wool. So Gemara makes it to you. Demet samro in. Demet samro ushba'o lo. But what? The amount that it appreciated, the fact that he dyed it, that much you don't have to pay back. You just have to pay back kishat hagezela. V'yisal kadata kasabar b'meir. Shinui en koneh. Do you tell me that a shinui is not koneh? Demet samro ushbacho ba'en lemetavle. You should pay back the tzemer plus the appreciation that it had, the fact that that he died it. You should pay back tzemer tzavua. Because if you hold that shinui eno koneh, so therefore the shinu that he made to it is nothing, and therefore he should return back the more expensive item. Oh, must be holds what? Really, generally speaking, that a shinui would be kone. Oh, so if a shinui is kone, he should only have to pay back tzemer, vehacha, kenasahu deka kanis. And the reason why normally you have to pay back extra is because of the knas, but that's only when you did it on purpose. Over here, he made a mistake, and therefore we're not going to be konesim. Look at Rashi, please. Rashi says, right, Rashi says, demet samro. See, Rashi, demet samro. It's like right in the middle of the Rashi's here. Kedem ikara. You have to pay back the amount of wool like he gave it to you. Vafapi demehashta shavitfe. Right now it's worth more. Litzirichim tzemer adom. At least for people that want red wool, it's more expensive. But you see why you only have to pay back from the beginning. Ila, what do you see? What? Shinui is kone. Oh, so go back to the case of the animal that appreciated. Why does it say you have to return everything? That's in the case of the Mishnah of the animal that appreciated. Right, the case of the tzaba, he's really not a gazlan because it came to his hands beheter. He didn't steal it. So therefore, lo kanis dashogegu. I'm not going to knas in a case where the guy made a mistake, he dyed it the wrong color, then I go with the regular rules. Shinui koneh. Bottom line, you will koneh the appreciation. You got to return back the wool. Mashiachin in a case where you stole the item, you took the appreciation of the wool and of the viladot, you're right, technically speaking, shinui koneh. So technically you should be koneh the viladot, you should be koneh the tzim, and just give back the animal, whatever it was worth, and the animal itself, and then money to compensate for what it was worth at the time of the gezeilah. That's already knas. We don't want the person to benefit. That's the way Gemara wants a shma minna. Proof positive. Ika de amre. Some want to say, ha lo iba'ilam. This wasn't even the question. We knew what the bimi'ir holds. Mide apich rabbi vetane. Rabbi had a reverse in the Shitot. Where? In the Mishnah. Gazal para v'izkina. In that case where you stole the para and it got aged. Abadim v'izkinu mishalem kish'at gezela devre Rabbi Meir. Oh, you see clear, black and white. According to Rabbi Meir, you stole an animal that appreciated. Depreciated. It became a zekena. You pay kish'at gezela. That means what shinui is? Koneh. The depreciation of the animal becomes yours now because it's a different animal, and you have to pay shat to gezela. V'achamim omrim, v'achamim. David also. We're switching the shitot. V'achamim omrim ba'avadim omrim lo hare shelcha lefanecha. So therefore, vaday Rabbi Meir shinui koneh. For sure, it comes out. You see clearly, shinui is koneh. V'hacha knasahu dekakanisne. And for sure, when it appreciates. The reason why you have to return back everything is because we don't want the sinner to be the benefit. Also, what was our question then? Ki ka ibe'elan, haki ibe'elan. The question was like this. Ki ka kanis, when the bimi'ir made the knas, bimizid, aval b'shogeg lo kanis, odilma afilu b'shogeg namekanis. How far did he go? Did he make the kanas when the guy did it on purpose? Like the case of the Mishnah, where he stole a para and he sheared it. That's a Badai Mezid case. Or even in the case where, let's say, the guy did it bishogeg. The guy stole bishogeg. We have to figure out a case. How do you steal bishogeg? How far did the Bimeir go to say that we put the kanas on the person? That she says, gives us a case right away of bishogeg. Look at that she. Kegon lokeyach shelakach migazlan. Vishbicha velo yada shigizula. Guy bought stolen goods. He didn't know they were stolen. He bought an item from somebody that stole it. He took it and it was vishbicha. He cut it and all that. And the question is, he's a gazlan. This guy stolen. It's really stolen goods. So the question is, did they make a knas in that case also that he has to return back everything? The Gemara says tashema. So come and I'll bring you raya from the braita. Hamisha govin minam horarin. Okay. There are five situations where a person has to pay, he owes money, but you only pay from nechassim that are mishuhrarim. You don't pay from nechassim that are mishuhbadim. Normally speaking, if I borrow money with a shtar, you don't have the money to pay, I can go to the fields that were around at the time of the loan that you sold, because now there's a lien on all those fields. So I can go to the kulta, that's called the likuhot. I can go to the buyers of those fields and claim, listen, I have a shtar that was predated to the sale of your field. Therefore, that money, that field belongs to me. But there's five scenarios where we say that the person that wants to get paid cannot go to Lekuchot. He can only go to the Nechasim that are available. What are the five situations? So the Gemara says, just read Rashi, just to get the words. Min amuhorarin, min nechasim benechorin, velo min nechasim mishu'badim. Okay? What are the five cases? Ve'eluhen. Let's just read them all first. Perot, ushbach perot, ve'amekabel alav lazun ben ishto ubat ishto, ve'get חוב שאין בו אחריות, וכתובת אישה שאין בה אחריות. Okay, let's now look at Rashi to see these cases over here. Those are five cases where when a guy is getting paid, he can only go after money that's available. He cannot go after לקוחות. Rashi. פירות ושבח פירות. תנן במסכת גטין. אין מוציאין אכילת פירות ושבע קרקעות מנכסים משובדים בפני תיקון העולם. הפסד לקוחות, אכילת פירות, ושבע קרקעות מפרש לה בשתיים אוחזים. Okay, so Rashi does not tell me the case of פירות, so we're going to have to read it, what the case of פירות is. The story was like this. Okay, you have a situation like this. Let's get the case over here. Let's get the story over here, based on the Gemara, in שניים אוחזים. Here. מי שקנה מחברו קרקע גזולה. Okay, guy bought from his friend stolen property. וזו נטרפה ממנו לאחר זמן על ידי בעלה. Okay, the owner caught up to the guy. Hey, listen, that property you bought was stolen. So he takes back the property. He cannot keep stolen property, so he has to give it back to the נגזל. הלכה היא שאף אם יש עתה בשדה פירות. Now let's say the guy who bought the field, he planted the field. He put trees on it. He put, investment on the field. Now the field's worth more. הנגזל מוציא ממנה את השדה עם פירותיה. So the guy that got stolen, he takes the whole field as is with the appreciation on it. כיוון שהם צמחו בשדה, because bottom line, that grew on his field over here. ואינו משלם לו עבור הפירות. And he does not have to pay him for the פירות. עד כן מלמד את המשנה שכאשר הלוקח חוזר ובא לגבות מהגזלן. Now the lokeya goes back to the thief. It says, you sold me a stolen property. The gzal already took it back with everything. I want to be compensated. So therefore, et demeh sadeh v'perot. He wants everything. He wants the fruit now also. He wants to get paid for full compensation. Enu goved demeh perot elam menechasim nemsaim b'reshut ha-gazlan velo mekarkaot. That's the case of perot. The gazlan, you can for the field itself, you can get paid from anywhere. Get paid from money that he has available or money that he sold already to field that he sold. But when it comes to the appreciation of the field, you can only get paid on perot from the actual nechasim themselves. You cannot get paid for the appreciation from the likuchot that the gazlan sold. That's the din of perot. Shevach perot is a similar case. Shevach perot is the case over here where the field itself, because of the trees that you put on it, the field itself appreciated. Forget about the trees and all that. The field itself got worth more money because now it's a field of perot. So also, the nigzal, the guy that got stolen from, he comes back and just takes the field as is. You don't got to worry about nothing. Yeah, we appreciate it. Now when he goes back to the gazlan, so he can get paid for the field itself, but he appreciated the shvach perot, the appreciation of the field itself, he can only get from the chasim that are available, not from the kuchot. So that's perot and shvach perot. What's case number three? Case number three is hamekabel alav lazun ben ishto ubat. A guy accepts upon himself to support his wife's children. He gets married a second time over here, and now he's going to support them. Okay? So the deen is that you only have to pay this debt from the chasim that are available. And the ben ubat cannot go now to, nechasim that the father or the stepfather sold. Okay? This is only coming from funds that are available. Okay, what's the third case? Get is a shtar, by the way. Not talking about a get of a divorce paper. Get is a shtar. Chov she'en bo acharayut. Okay, it's easy. You have a shtar. I owe you money, whatever it is. But they didn't write in the shtar that I can collect from nechasim mishu'badim. So in a shtar, when you lend money, you have to explicitly write that in the shtar. If you don't explicitly write that in the shtar, then I can only get paid from funds that you have available. Uchtubat isha she'en ba'acharayut. Or for that matter, a shtar ketubah that they didn't write in the ketubah itself, the lady can get paid from nechasim mishu'badim. Okay, so those are the five cases. Gemara goes on a side point. Man shamat le de amar acharayut lav ta'ut sofer, Rabbi Meir. First of all, let's establish, you know the author of this statement is? The five has to be Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir holds that there's a big machloket. When you have a ketubah, let's say, that doesn't say you can get paid from nechasim mishur badim, one shita says you can get paid from nechasim mishur badim. But doesn't say it. The sofer made a ta'ut. The guy, who's not going to put nechasim mishur badim in a shtar? But doesn't say it. The sofer made it out. He didn't write it in there. Therefore, you pay no attention. The ketubah you can get even from nechasim mishubadim. Rabbi Meir says, no. If it's not in there, it's not in there. We don't blame it on ta'ut sofer. Oh, so once already, I know this braita must be the shita of Rabbi Meir, because he does not blame it on ta'ut sofer, the mistake of the sofer. Oh, and what is it saying in this case over here? Five cases that you have that you only get paid from nechasim that are available, and not from the chasim that are mishubadim. Veketani, and one of the cases, or actually two of the cases, is what? Perot, ushvach perot. The case is what? Where a guy stole by mistake. Right? It's not an intentional theft. He bought a field that was stolen. He didn't know. Hechidame, what's the case? The Gemara says, kegon, shegazal, sade mechavero. He stole, a guy stole a field from his friend. Umechara le'achir. They sold it to the other guy. Vishbicha. The guy that bought it, he enhanced it and he appreciated the field. He planted trees on it. V'arei yotza mitachat yado. Then Igzal comes along and he takes it back. Yeah, that's my field. Oh, kishehu gobe. When the guy now who bought it goes back to the gazlan when he wants to get paid. Gove et hakeren menechasim mishu'badim. He only gets back the principal from nechasim that are mishorbad, which means the actual field itself, its value can even get from fields that the gazlan sold. However, et veta sheva, the appreciation of the field, or the perot, menechasim benechorin, right? You can only get paid from the available assets of the gazlan. What do you see from over here? De ata ba'al ara'a v'shakil ar'eh, so you see what? That the nigzal, the guy that got stolen over here, he takes everything. He takes the field, and he takes the enhancement. Okay? My love, one more element to get the proof here. My love, be'ama'ares, must be we're talking about over here a guy who's ama'ares. That what? De lo yada de karka nigzelet, o ena nigzelet. We know karka, you cannot steal karka, right? Obviously, this guy that bought the field, he don't know nothing. He's ama'aris. He doesn't know whether the field's on nigzal or not. He doesn't know about this whole business of gizal, which he thought, the guy that bought it, he thought that karka is nigzalit, and therefore, he says, wait, I'm not the gazlan over here. This guy's the gazlan. The owner made yi'ush. Now you're selling it to me. I got Yi'ush and Shinui Deshut. Therefore, he thinks he's okay. This is the case we're talking about over here. Because this is the key. This is the key of the whole proof. We're trying to create a case of a Gazlan Bishogig. Give me a case of Gazlan. This case. The guy don't know laws. We just learned it 2 minutes ago. He doesn't know this law. He's an artist. Okay. So what happened? He knows the land was stolen. Comes over and says, listen, I got a land, piece of land over here. I stole it. I'll sell it to you. He stickers, you know what? For sure the owner made up, gave up hope already. He's sticking. And now you're going to sell it to me. So I got a Yi'ush. I got a Shinur Deshut. Kanere, he knew that much. And now it's mine.
Little does he know that what? You cannot steal karka, by the way. And therefore, this item over here is not konet to them. He was not konet, not with a yush, and not with a shinur ishut. And therefore, all his enhancements that he did, and all that stuff, that he stirred, that's all shogeg, correct? He doesn't know that he's... And what are we saying, what? He's got to return the entire property with its enhancements to the... Oh, so what do you see over here? That the Bimi is knas was even said in a case of a gazlan that was a shogeg. That which we say appreciation, you got to give back the whole thing. The chaura, what do you mean? The chaura, just say over here that the shinui is kone. Ela what? The guy's a gazlan b'shogeg, and we say you have to give back everything. Continue the gemara. V'afidu ache, one more line. Ka'ate ba'al karka. The ba'al karka comes back. V'shakilar avishibhai. He takes back everything. He takes back the shivaz u'shma mina b'shogeg nameh kanis. That even if a person acted in a shogeg way, the bimeid puts a knas on him, then he has to return the whole thing. That's the gebaraz raya, that the bimeid is kones afilu b'shogeg. The gebaraz says, no, lo, belokeya talmid hacham v'yada. No raya. Could be, I'm talking about a Tamir Hacham that bought the field, and he knows Karka in Alexander. And he bought the field nonetheless. And he made his enhancements. Now already the guy's a Mizid, because you know the law. That's why the Bimir says that you got to give back the whole field to the Nigzal. But in the Chanameh, maybe in the case of Shogeg, they didn't knas him. You have no idea that this case is a Shogeg situation. I can tell you it's talking about a... Tamir Hacham. Correct. So he knows the law. He knows he's stealing. He knows that when he by taking this field, there's no kinyanei gezeilah. So therefore, that's why when he enhances, he has to pay the whole thing. Tashema. So comes the Gemara now and says, I'll bring you another ayah. That shogeg, the Bimi is going to say they were kones, or not kones. That says, the case of the dying. Nitzbawa alo adom. Right? Gave wool to a dyer. And you told him, I want it to be red. Utsba'o shahor, and he did it black. Shahor, utsba'o adom, or black, or he did it red. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, noten lo demet samro. All you have to pay back is tzimir. Right? The way you got it. Undyed tzimir. Demet samro in. Demet samro ushba'o lo. But you don't have to pay for the enhancement. Now, for a guy that wants red wool, it was enhanced. We don't have to pay back that extra price. If you can tell me that, what? That even in the case of shogeg, Rabbi Meir was kones, that what, when you steal b'shogeg, even you have to pay back. You should pay back everything. Now, why is this guy a shogeg? That's a good question. Why is this guy considered a shogeg? Look at the Rashi on the third line. Tzeva'o shogeg hashiv. Why? The ika inche tuva deloyad edasul is shanot b'dibur shel ba'al habayit. Wow. There's a lot of people that don't know you have to follow instructions. The guy said, I want red. Okay, he wants red. I don't give him black. He doesn't realize that that is a problem of gizib. So therefore, Rashi says that's a case of shogeg. And still, what are we saying? You got to pay back only back the wool. So therefore you see that in the shogeg case, Rabbi Meir was not kunis. Shma binna, the Gemara says, that is indeed a proof positive, and we're done with Rabbi Meir Shita. Gemara continues to explain the Braita, that we had the three Shitot of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara now starts to explain Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gezela Chozeret Be'eneha. What was the case? The case was talking about he stole a sheep and it appreciated. It grew shearings, it grew wool, or para was pregnant and it gave birth. So the Biudah says, Gezela Chozeret Be'eneha, that you have to return the animal as is, and it sounds like you get to keep the shearings. And you get to keep the valad, because that's a shinui. So you konet ayedeh shinui, and you have to just pay what the animal was worth at the time of the Gezerah. So you give back the animal plus extra money to what the animal was worth at the time that it was stolen. That's Shitat Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ro'in Ota Ki'ilu Hi Shuma Etzlo BeKesef. He says, you look at the assessment of the animal as if it's money, and the Chaurah you have to compensate the Nigzal with money. It sounds like he's saying the same thing as the Biyuda. You give back the animal, and the appreciation you just pay for, because you koneh the shearings and the animals, the valad, b'shinui. So the Gemara asks, my benayu. What's the difference between the Biyuda and the Bishimon? Amar Rav Zvid, b'shevach she'al gabe gezela kamepalgeh. Rabbi Yehuda Savar de Nigzal Have, and Rabbi Shimon Savar de Gazlan Have. So the machlok between them is in a case where the animal still has the vlad inside of it, or the animal still has the wool on it. Which is, both agree, if already you cut it off, or if the animal gave birth, that's a shinui. Therefore, you koneh the shinui, therefore you just have to give the animal back with the appreciation at the time what it was worth, at the time of the gezerah. Pregnant animal is worth more. An animal with wool on it is worth more. But you get to keep the actual shearings and you get to keep the birth. The machloket over to Rabbi Yehuda Shimon is talking about where the animal still has the wool on it and still has the animal in it. The Rabbi Shimon holds, it's still considered a shinui. Even though it didn't come out yet, we still look at it as a shinui, and therefore you koneh the whole animal. Therefore you only have to pay money to what it was worth at the time of the stealing. But you keep the animal. Masha'ekan, according to the Biyuda, he says, that's not a shinui yet. It's the same animal. Since it wasn't sheared yet, and since it wasn't, the animal didn't give birth yet, therefore you have to give the animal back as is. Let's read that in Rashi now. Rashi Dibura Matril, the Rabbi Yehuda Savad the Nigzal Have. It's like four lines after they get wide. The Aki Kamar Rabbi Yehuda, Gezela Choseret Be'ineha, Leba'aleha. You return the actual Gezela. Ben the Sheva, Ben the Gri'uta. No matter what happened to it. Kemoshi Bishat Tivi Abbe Beddin. Whatever it is at the time of the claim of Beddin, he Choseret. Ve'echa de Gar'a. Oh. But in the case where, let's say, it depreciated, kegon gazeza, let's say you sheared it, the yaldar gave birth, b'shalem pachta, then you'd pay for the difference. You keep the shearings for yourself, you return the animal plus what it was worth at the time of the theft. V'day da'adar katava ale nigzal, t'me gaziza ve'obar shegaza memena, ufliga d'Rabbi Meir. If you remember, we learned that Rabbi Meir holds that he put a knas, and he makes you actually pay back the shearings and the animal itself, because he doesn't want you to keep the appreciation. That's knas. The Buddha argues, no, if you cut it already, it's a shinui, you get to keep it. But you have to just pay, because you have to The Amar Kudesh Shibhaya Hivle, Vafagav de Kanag Yizav Velad B'Shinui, even though the Bimir agrees that shinui is koneh, Hazina Keman de Kudesh Shibha Akati Ala, Kimi Shalon Nigzeza, Umeshalem Kula Mishum Knasa. Rabbi Meir says, we don't look at it as a shinui. If you have to pay the whole animal back, as if there was no shinui on it. V'kamal Rabbi Yehuda, kidita ashta hadra. Yet you return the animal the way it is. V'hadar tava nami mine gizav velad, yaiv ledemed, yaikara, dekana gizav velad b'shinui. You're right. If you actually sheared it, you get to keep the shearings, because it's a shinui. If you actually gave birth, you get to keep the balad. You can return the animal back. But you have to return it the way it was worth at the time of the stealing. The Rebbe says you have to compensate him with some money. However, but if the shiva is still on the animal, the shearings are still there, the velad is still inside of it, so the Rebbe Yehuda obviously holds that that's not considered a shinui. Since the animal is still the same animal, so it just got some wool on it, it just has now a velad inside of it, you got to return the animal as is. And that, v'atah Rabbi Shimon le'memar, and that which Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, afilu shvacha aleha, even if the shvach is still on it, notlo gazlan. The gazlan gets to keep the whole animal. You took an animal that didn't have wool on it. Now it grew wool. That's a shinui. Shinui is koneh. You just have to pay according to what it is at the time of the gezela. So it comes out three-way machloket. Rabbi Meir holds what? You got to return everything. Even though generally old shinui is koneh, but hecha, where the animal appreciated. So now you have to koneh have a kanas that says, well, you got to return everything. Yeah, but I was koneh. We're not going to give shinui yehoten iskar. We don't want the sinner to be rewarded. The Buddha comes along and says, if you sheared it already, you get to keep the shearing, but you just have to pay kishat gezelah. But if it's still on the animal, then you got to return everything, because that's considered a shinui. The Bishwan says, even if it's still on the animal, you koneh b'shinui of the growth, and you just have to pay kishat gezelah. That's the three-way mahluk. That's one way of learning it. The papa amar, the papa says no. The kolama sheva shagabe gezelah, the gazlan of it. No. Everybody holds that if the shiva is still on the animal, you have to return the animal. Even if Shimon is going to agree to that, according to the papa. That as long as the shiva is still on the animal, that's not considered a shinui, therefore you have to return the animal as is. Also, what's the mahloket? So the mahloket is like this. So again, shiva sha'al gabe gezela. Oh, mechila. Rapapama de kulalma shiva shagabe gezlan de gazlan have it. It's not an exhaust, the gazlans. Which means the shinui that's on the animal is considered a shinui. Therefore, even according to the Biyuda, you get to keep the animal. And you just have to compensate what it's worth at the time of the gezela. Again, according to the papa, everybody holds that when the animal appreciates, you have the shearings on it now, the wool, or you have the velad inside, that's a shinui. Everybody holds the gazan is koneh. What does he have to pay back? He just has to pay back the value of the animal, kishat the gezela. So what's the mahalok between the bishamon and Rabbi Yehuda? Ve'acha, le'mechsa, le'shlish, u'rabiya, karepalge. The mahalok is over here, does the gazlan keep all of the shevach? Does he keep all of the appreciation? Or does he only keep part of it? Half, a third, or a quarter? Which means, just like the custom of certain people that are given animals to watch, and they split the benefits, they split the profits. So therefore, the Biyuda Savar, Sheva Sha'al Gabi Gezela, Kuneh de Gazanave. No. He was koneh b'shinui. He gets to keep all of the sharings, and he has to pay kishat the gezela. But the bishamon savar the mechsa l'shushabia or the shakil gazla. No, it works like a regular deal. I raise the animal. It's like I raise the animal. Therefore, I don't get all the shearings. I got to give you some of them as well. So the machloket is how much of the shearings do you get to keep? The bishamon does keep all of them. Shinui is koneh. Bishon says, no, we look at it as if you raised it. And therefore, there's a rule. The one that raises it, they usually split the shearings in a certain deal that they make. Rashi. Lemersa, Neshalish, Kederech, Menhaga, Medina, Lemekable, Behemot, Nashbichan, is Mangadol, Kazet. Whatever the Menhaga, the Medina is. Some Menhag, you get 50%, some you get 25%, some you get 33%. Whatever the Menhaga, the Medina is. That's the Machloket. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Gazal para v'netabera etzto v'yalda. Stole a para. Got pregnant by him and it gave birth. Or, Rachel v'netrena etzlo. You stole a sheep. And what? It grew wool. Ugzaza. And he cut it. Mishalem kishat gezela. So you pay what the price was at the time of the gezela. Why? Because you kone the gizot with chinui. And you koneh the velad, and you have to pay back what it was worth at the time of the theft. Yalda in. Oh, so you want to make a diyuk. Only because it gave birth. Mashma lo yalda hadra be'ena. But if it didn't give birth, you have to return it as is. Bishlama l'rav zvid. According to the first pshat of Rav Zvid, Damar Sheva Shal Gabe Gezela Dinik Zalave, Rabbi Yehuda, Hamari Rabbi Yehudai. According to the first pshat that said that according to the Biyuda, the shvach, that's on the animal itself, you have to return it to the nigzal. Good, so I could say that this mishnah is going like the Biyuda, the way that Zvid explained. That when the animal itself still has the shearings on, and the animal still itself has the vlad inside of it, you have to return it back to the original. That's the way that Zvid explained, that the shvach sha'al gabe be'ema, you got to return to the nigzal. Good, we have an author. Ela according to Rav Papa de Amar, the Gazlana ve Hamani lo Rabbi Yehuda lo Rabbi Shimon. But according to the way that Papa understood, that the Shvach, that's considered a Shinui, according to everybody, therefore you get to keep the animal, then the Gazlan, he has to pay according to Shat Gezelah. Who's this going like? The Diyuk is Mashma, only when you sheared it you keep it. Mashma that if it was on the animal still, you gotta give it back. That's not going like Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, everybody else, shvach, that's on the animal itself. The Gazlan keeps it. Who's the author of this Mishnah? Ama lecha Rav Papa. Rav Papa will answer. Hu adin afilu lo yaldan nameh. Shahat gizlau de mishalem. You know what? Don't make your diyuk. Really, I'll tell you, hu adin if the animal is still pregnant or the shearings are still on it. You get to keep it, the gazlan, and you pay just kishat and gezerah, like my shita. Oh, v'adiktani yalda. So why did it say dafka yalda? Even if it didn't give birth, you get to keep it. I didn't receive resha yalda. Since in the resha of this mishnah we gave a case of yalda, so nasiv sefa yalda, which means it's agav the resha. The resha we mentioned the case of yalda, so in the sefa also, but not to make a diyuk. Rashi, look at Rashi. Aidi de nasiv resha yalda. Lashmi'inam delon mishadem gizot veladot kedashta. El deme para omed liled. Nakat sefa name yalda. Which means, in the resha, it's talking about yalda, where the animal gave birth. There clearly the din is, you keep the shearings, you keep the animal, you pay kishat hagezela. So therefore, since in that case we gave a case of Yalda, so in the Sefa also, see there, the Resha case was you stole it and it was Me'obedit already. It was already pregnant. Oh, so that case of it said, Dafka Yalda, because that is a Shinui already. But if it was a Yalda, you have to return it the way it is, because that's what it was. The Sefa case is it got pregnant by the Gazlan. So he gave the case of Yalda also, that you get to keep it. But what do you know Yalda? Once she gets pregnant, that's already a Shinui. So I gave the Resha, it gave a case of Yalda, but really, Uadin, lo Yalda, the Papa can explain, it's going like everybody, that he gets to keep it. And the Mahlok Din of Yudan Abishon is, you have to give 50%, or whatever the Mahag of the Medina is to compensate the Gazlan. But in exile, back. Tanya kevated Rav Papa. We have a bright to support Rav Papa. Bishimon Omer, Ro'in ota ki ilu hi shuma esto bekesef lemechsa leshlishu rabiyah, beferush. They see what? According to the Bishimon, you make the assessment, lemechsa leshlishu rabiyah, which means he's kone the shinui, but he's got to give back something to the Gaza based on the exile, according to the custom of the Medina. Either half or whatever it may be, the percentage, exactly the way that Papa explained Rabbi Shimon, that he's not kone totally, he has to give back some of the shearings itself to the nigzal. Good. Amar Rav Asher, ki havinan be Rav Kahana ibayelam. We're by Rav Kahana, in the Midrash of Yeshivat Rav Kahana, we had a suffix. Rabbi Shimon d'amad mechsa l'shishu rabia hu d'shakil gazlan ki misalkinan le b'dme misalkinan le odilma b'besara shakil. How do you pay the half? Do you pay the half monetarily? I mean, I can keep all the shearings. I'll just pay you half of the shearings, the value of it. Or do you actually have to pay from the basar of the animal? Which means maybe the nigzal can claim, I want from the meat of the animal itself. Or no, maybe just I can pay you off with money. which means do you actually have to give back the actual shivach itself? Or can you say, no, I'm going to keep the shearings myself, but I'll pay you for half of the value of it in money? That's the basic question of the Gemara. Again, the Papa's way he understood it, and the Bishavon, let's go back to the Bihuda. The Bihuda said, you keep all the shearings. You just have to pay what the animal was worth at the time of the thief, at the theft. Yeah, it wasn't worth this much. It was worth much less. Because now it grew here and there. Rabbi Shimon said, no. You raised it, it grew hair and all that. Grew wool. You could keep, but you got to give 50% of that to the exam. Okay, what do you have to give? Mamash, the shearing you give? Or the value of it? That's really the she'elah of the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Hu pashtinan meha. And we answered it. Tamar of Nachman Abba Shmuel, Shilosha Shamin Lahen HaShevach, Uma'alin Ota Bedamim. Oh, there are three cases that, let's say, somebody had somebody else's field in his possession, and while he had in his possession, the field appreciated, went up, and when he has to pay back for the appreciation, he pays back with money. Okay, what are the cases over here? So let's go to the cases. Ve'eluhen bechor lepashut uba'al chov lelokeach uba'al chov leyetomim. Okay, one case at a time. Let's read Rashi. Bechor. Bechor is the firstborn. Lepashut is the regular brother. The firstborn gets double. The pashut gets a regular percentage. Yeah. What happened over here? They're dividing the father's estate. What happened over here? So the Torah says what? Bechor gets double. More than the other brothers in the Yerusha. If there's two brothers, let's say, how do you calculate it? So you divide the property into three parts. The Bechor gets two parts, and the other brother gets one part. So he gets two-thirds, and he gets one-third. That's the way they make the Hashbon. If there's three brothers, so you make me there's four brothers. So you divide the estate into 25%. He takes two pieces of 25%, and the other two brothers get 25% each. That's the way you calculate it. Now, the Gemara Batra learned from Pasuk that the Bechor only gets double from properties that were muhzak by the father, Bishat Petirato. That at the time that the father died, the properties were in his possession. For that matter, let's say the Yetomim, after the father died, they enhanced some of the father's properties before they actually divided it amongst themselves. So the Bechor does not get from the Shevach double. It's only properties that were the way they were at the time that the father died. But now they put a Shevach into the property, so he does not get double from that Shevach. Because it wasn't Kayam when the father died. It's going to run into a problem now based on this calculation, they say. We're going to give the Dugma, then we'll read it in the Nashi. The Dugma is, you have two brothers. You have a Bechor and a Pashut. Bechor and a regular guy. They both inherited a field that was Shaveh Shishim Zuz, 60 Zuz. Vishbichua Be'erich Shnem Asar Zuz. And they enhanced it 12 zoos after the father died. Now, if the way we calculate is what? We divide it into three. The Bechor takes two parts, and the Pashut takes one part. If you're going to do that, so he's going to get two-thirds of Shevach as well. Two-thirds of Shevach would be eight. The Shevach was 12. If you're going to divide the Shevach based on the Bechor calculation, so therefore he's going to get eight, and the Pashut is going to get four. Where really he's only, worthy to get half, because the shevach is not split on the Bechor formula, it's split equally, so he's only supposed to get six. Now, if sharut achat sheyikabel ha'acha pashut et shnei zuzim ha'bagein lo, the way I can get the other two zoos that the pashut guy deserves, to give him a bigger chelek in the field. Nainu, instead of taking, well, if you're going to split the field, you have 72, right?
Right.
So split it into three parts, it's what, 24?
Yeah.
24. Correct? Who you told me, at yotim mishtisha, said that, give the other brother, the pashut, 26. 26 out of the 72. So at least you compensate him. Right, the Pashut brother, 26, to compensate him for the two, that the other brother was going to get more for the Shevach. I mean, make it 72, let the other guy take 26, an extra two in his Chelek, and then let the other guy take the rest, he'll take 46. Shmuel says you can't do that. That the Pashut enu yachol litboa Chelek gadol yote bekarka, to get the extra two zoos from the Shevach. You don't split it like that. The Bechor is able to get Shnei Shlishei HaSadeh, that's 48 out of the 72, and leave for his brother 24, and the other two he could pay him. I mean, don't mess up the Halukah. Ah, that's a din in Yerusha.
What's the difference? Same thing.
They don't want you to mess up the Yerusha. Look at Rashi now inside. Bechor lepashut. Sheshbichot hanechasim kodem haluka. Okay, they'd appreciate it before they divided it. Ubeshat haluka, notena bechor pishinayim bekarkaot. Sarik lahazir lepashut, revia hasheba, shelchelek bechora, bemaot she'en lo litol pishinayim, bemashishbiyah ze. Which means, don't take the pishnayim from the shevach. He can only take the pishnayim from the karka itself. The imish biyach biyud bet zuz. Our case, went up 12 zuz. Kishenatal ze pishnayim bekarka, so he's going to end up with 8. He owes his brother 2. Notem ben ha-shevach et zuzim. Sarik la'azilo bet zuzim. He got to pay him back 2. Don't give it to him from the division of the karka. For example, if it was 60 and it went up to 72, so instead of giving him 24, you want to give him 26 to compensate it for the two that you took from the sheva. Doesn't work that way. That's the first din. So again, when it says Shilosha shaminim asheva umanim otam bedamim, and you cannot compensate it with property. One of the cases is bechor and pashut. What's the second case? Uba'al chov lelokeya. Ba'al chov, he was owed money. So what did he do? He went to nechasim mishubadim. The guy didn't have money to pay. The din is you can go to the lekuchot. So he took the money from the lekuchot. Now it seems the lekuchot were worth more money than he was owed. So how does he pay back now the money, Rashi? Ba'al chov lelokeya, ba'al chov hatoref lekuchot b'shvil chov sheyesh lo ala mocher. אין לו כוח במה שהשביח לוקח ומסלקו בהלכות בדמים ונותן לו דמי שבחו ואין נותן לו קרקע בשיעור שבחו. Right. Which means he doesn't give the one that he took the field from a field back to compensate the extra amount that he took. He takes the whole field. He borrowed 1,000. He took a field that's worth 1,200. The lokeach was mashbiach the field. So he's taking more than he owes, or more than he's owed. So he takes the $1,200 field and he pays him $200 for the sheva that he put into it. Again, he writes the case. Kasher lovei mocher karka mishubedet the baal chovo. The lovei sold property. The lokeya, the guy that bought the property, was mashbia of the property. Hashi'bud shel baal chov mugbal lekarka hamukrit ve'en ochal al hasheva. Correct. You owe me $100, let's say. The shi'bud is on the gufa karka, it's not on the sheva. My shibur is on the land itself. Hilkach ledugma. If a karka ita shve mitra me'azuz, v'alokeya hashbiach otat she shve me'ah v'hamishim, 50 more. Ba'al chov zekar likbot merakka erech shel me'azuz. You only get 100 from the field. Why? What would I think? Hina ya makom nomad she ba'al chov yuchal likbot shne shlishim shel karka meshubachat. I would have thought that he can get 2/3 of the karka, hashavim karet me'azuz kerek hashabud, which means my shabud was 100. So therefore, let him take 2/3 of the
150
of the 150. That's what he wants. Valokei yeton la'atzmo et harishish acher. Let me take 100, and you keep 50. Kamashmalan, no. Bal chov rashayik what it kol asede. Take the whole 150. And pay back $50 or 50 zuz. That's the way it works. What's the third case? Ubal chov liyetomim. Baal chov's coming to the yetomim because the yetomim's father owes him money. Same case. Father owes him 100 zuz. The yetomim now have property. The property was mushbah. Was appreciated. So you're coming to take the karka from the yetumim, you take the whole karka, and you compensate them back with money. Okay? It's like the case before, just with the yetumim. Look at the Rashi, Baal Chov the yetumim. Baal Chov, she yored the nechse yetumim, b'shvil chov avihen. En lo bema sheshbicho nechasim lachal mitat avihen klum. That's right. He pays back them, gives them money. So what do we see from all these cases? What is the what was the question and what was the proof? The question was, according to Rabbi Shimon, the mechsa leshalish or rabia, could you pay it back in money, or do you have to pay it back from the goof of the animal? And the answer is what? Efshal esalek bedamim. Which means, if in these cases you can be misalek bedamim, certainly in the case of a gezela, efshal esalek bedamim. Why? It seems these cases over here, the guy did it beheter. He bought a field, he was mashbiach the field, everything was good, and still you could take the whole field from him and give him money. So if I'm allowed to give money in a case of heter, in this case over here, the gazlan took the animal, was mashbiyah the animal, enhanced it, now sheared it. Now we're saying, what, he has to give back. So certainly you're going to tell me he can compensate him by giving him kesef, damim. What is the kavachomer? Which means, let's look at it the reverse way. Right. Technically, the gazlan is really koneh everything. It's a shinui. The Bishimon's hadush is not koneh everything. you just pay him half of the improvement, and then the Nigzal takes the other half of the actual, well, we thought, maybe the actual shearings themselves. So the question is, can the Nigzal take all of the shearings and just pay money for the half? We're looking at it, what the Nigzal is paying the Gazlan. According to the Yehuda, she knew it, I get the whole thing. Take a walk. I'll just pay you for the animal the time of the time of the Gazira. Bishul says no. The Gazan enhances a little, he gets half of the stuff. Because he worked at it. I mean, he did work at it. Just like if you would pay a guy, the rule that it was a manag, you keep half of it because he worked at it. So the Hadush, the Gazan keeps half. Good, now I'm the Nigzal. You get half. Do I got to give you half of the shearings? Or I say, no, give me all the shearings, and I'll give you money for it. Mm-hmm. Then we understand the Kavahomet. It's in a case where a guy did nothing wrong, and I could take the whole property and give him money for the extra. Certainly a gazlan that did it the isur, I could take the whole thing and be besadek and bedamin. So the answer to the question is, yes indeed. You can't be besadek, bedamin, amale ravina ravashe. Mi amar Shmuel. Did Shmuel actually say, Baal Hov, lelokeach yehiv leshevach? Amar Shmuel, Baal Hov govet haShevach. What's the question? We just learned in the name of Shmuel that when the Baal Hov takes the karka from the lokeach, he pays him for the shevach. He was only owed 100. He took 150 of karka, so he's got to pay back for the extra 50. Did Shmuel actually say that? Amar Shmuel Baal Chov gove et the shevach. Which means he takes it all. He's not going to pay anything. No. Bottom line, there was a shabud on that field. I'm taking the field back. Enhanced? Thank you very much. Amale la kashya. Kan b'shevach ha-magia l'chtefayim? V'kan she'en magia l'chtefayim? What does this mean? When does he have to compensate when it's a appreciation that reached k'tefayim? What does that mean? Nashi, baram nashi. Kegon tevua shegedela kol tzorka. The wheat already grew to the maximum growth. Notenet melokeach o dameha. Either you give him the growth or you give him the money. Because it seems once they reach its full growth, they're considered talush already. Because they're all meant to be cut. So that's not considered the karka anymore. Stuff that's already fully grown and ripened is destined to be cut, so it's considered not on the karka. So that we can give it to him. Or you pay for it. The kan b'shiva she'em magia l'chtefayim. And therefore, since they didn't ripen yet, it's considered karka. And therefore, he says, I have a shemur on the karka. Therefore, I take the whole karka. I don't even have to compensate. So it depends how ripened the fruit are. Okay? It's chelik min hakarka. Takes the whole thing, I'm not going to pay anything. Amar lev ha-ma'asim b'chol yom. What are you talking about? There's cases that come every single day in front of Shmuel. And Shmuel would tell the people, take the whole field, even the shevach that was already fully grown. Amale la kasha. Even that's not a question. Why? Ha de masik be kishur ara de shevach. Ha de lo masik be ela kishur ara. That which Shmuel said, you could take the whole field, including the wheat that was fully grown. Is that when the value is equal to what's owed to the malveh? So the goveh, the malveh can be goveh the whole thing. He doesn't have to pay for the shevach.
Because that's Mishrobad. He's owed 150, the field's only worth 100, with the wheat on it, it's 150, that's what Shimon said, you can take the whole thing. Then he said, you got to pay, gave it back. You have to pay for it. Where he's only owed the shoot of the karka. So pay 100, you get for the karka, take the whole thing and pay him back for the wheat. Because you're not owed that much money. Very simple. Right? Right. Correct. Good. Comes the Gemara as a question. Amale. Hani haleman damar. Iit lezuzel alokeyach. Lo matze misalek lele bal chov. Shapir. Oh, what is this law over here? If let's say the lokeyach, the guy that has the field, if he has money, lo matzi misalek le baal chov. Lokeyach says, I'll pay you with money. Doesn't matter. There's one opinion that says, even if the lokeyach has money, you can take the field. I want the field. I have a shiur on the field. I'll pay you the $100. I don't want the $100. I want the money. I want the field. According to that, Shapir, we understand Shmuel, that even though the field, let's say, even though what you owe is only the field without the Shebach, he could take the whole field with the Shebach and pay back money. And the guy cannot tell him, just take a little part of the field and leave me the Shebach. Because bottom line, the whole karka is Mishrubad to the Baal Chov. Which means, if you say that that the lokeya cannot push him off with money, I understand Shimon's statement. The field is yours. Therefore, take the whole field and then pay him back for the shebach. And he can't tell you, oh, don't take the field, just take this, take the field, give me, leave me the wheat. No. The whole field is mishrubat to me. El leman de'amar, but according to the opinion that says, that if the lokeya has money, he's able to push him off with the money and he cannot touch the field. Why do we say that he can take the whole field? If I had money, I could push you away from taking any part of the field. Right, which means if I had money, you wouldn't take anything. Now that I don't have money, but at least take what's owed to you from the shevach and let me keep part of my field. Which means there's a machloket. If the lokeya has money, can he tell him, I'm paying you money, don't touch the field? Once he says no, money means nothing, he go after the field. There's a shibur on the field. He cannot be misalekim with money. Well, if that's the case, the lokeya can take the whole field with the shevach and just pay him back, for the shevach to make it equal. And the guy can't tell, leave me some shevach there, just take what you owe to you. No, don't have a shibur on the field. You cannot be misalekim with money. But if you hold that he can be misalekim with money, so let him say like this, if I had money, you would get none of the field. I would just pay him the 100. Now that I don't have money, okay, so don't take the whole field, take 100 of the field and leave me the difference. Leave me some of the field at least. Mm-hmm. Because once you say you keep me misselected with money, so there's not such a shabbat on the field, you see. So I don't have money, okay, so take what's owed to you, but leave me at least the leftovers, leave me a part of the field for myself. That's the Gemara's question. So comes again what Aaron says. Right? Let's read that. That's the way we learned the question, correct? That's correct. Right, you can take the whole karka and pay back the money, exactly. But if you're saying that, why, he can be misalikim with money? So, take we'll take what you owed and leave me the rest. I want you to take the whole thing and pay me back money.
Kabbalah says, Amar le, Hachamim ha'askina, you know what the case is talking about? Kegon, the Shaviani hale aputeki. The Amar le, lo yelecha peraon el amize. Okay. Really, I'll tell you, generally speaking, a guy can be misalek with money. But not when you make it a potiki. Potiki means, when he lent the money, he said, this field over here is designated to payment. He earmarked it already.
Collateral.
It's collateralized. Therefore, when he sells it, now the guy comes, I want to pay it with money. Not in this case. Money you cannot be misalek me. I'm going after the karka over here. This is a poteki. Nah, the shemur is on it. Generally speaking, if you didn't make it a poteki, the guy can tell, take the money, don't touch the field. No, but my friend, I haven't started. We made this in a poteki over here, potekae. A potekae, then you go after the field.
Okay, Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen, ve'amen.